just start off with what happened at the end there with the goal, not counting.
I thought it was under me. I couldn't really tell, but either way, I got pushed all the way into the net, so I think they made the right call there.
How big was it for you guys to get a win tonight? Because you guys just got into town late last night, late yesterday.
I think we had a lot of adversity, you know, got in late and an extra time change after the last game. And, you know, the guys are tired, had a bit of a battle the night before for most of the game. And I think it was good to sneak away with one there.
College in UND, was this extra special to play a few hours up the road here in Winnipeg?
A little bit. Actually, my last year we played a game against Clarkson here at the MTS Center.
So you've played in this building before?
I have, yes.
With being backup and limited starts, how have you been able to play so well when you do get in? What's the key to sort of performing well when you get your opportunity?
I think working on the right things in practice and then just having a good attitude towards it, staying ready, and like I said, doing the right things in practice. Basically, you just have to be prepared for whenever that next start might come.
Did you guys talk about it a lot, the fact that you know there wasn't much rest and you know you're playing the second game of back-to-back? Is that something the team talked about a lot before the game?
Not really. I mean, they played a back-to-back as well, so no excuses. But I think it was a bit of a tired game all the way around and just a struggle all the way through, and we snuck out with it.